British troops are to go to Ukraine. The Defence Secretary, Michael Fallon, told the Mail on Sunday last summer, and I quote, there is no prospect of us putting boots on the ground in Ukraine, though we can assist with technology, surveillance and technical support. Well, the troops that are being sent are few in number, just 75. They're not going anywhere near the fighting. But is this an important change of policy? Is it the start of something? Rory Stewart chairs the Defence Select Committee of the House of Commons and is on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Do you welcome them going?
Yes, I think the Prime Minister's made the right decision.
And do you accept that it's a change of mind on the part of the government?
It's certainly a change. It's really a sign that, as the current ceasefire agreement seems to be fraying, Britain and the United States and Canada and others are showing that they are prepared to provide support for the Ukrainian government, and I think that's the correct thing to do.
Support, but pretty limited support. 75 people, not going anywhere near the fighting. What's your understanding of what they'll do, and why do you think it would make a difference?
Well, I think there are three things they could do. The first thing is that we need defence engagement on the ground to assess what's going on. In other words, we need to have a sense of what these volunteer forces are, what the Ukrainian military are. These people are not primarily trainers. They're there just to begin to give a sense of the options and the ground truths. The second thing is that we need intelligence on the ground to publicise what Russia has been doing. It's basically flagrant lies and abuse over the last 12 months.
But wouldn't that take them into the conflict area then?
What we're talking about in terms of intelligence at the moment, I think, is much more likely to be collecting surveillance images, sharing intelligence with the Ukrainians. And then the final thing, I think, which you've indicated, is symbolic. It's a way of showing to Putin that there is support for the Ukrainian government and that there are limits to how far he can push. If people are thinking of pushing on to Mariupol or Odessa right the way along the Black Sea coast, there needs to be a sense that the West is serious about this peace agreement.
And does there also need to be a preparation inside government and perhaps a preparation of public opinion too to the need to add to this if it is decided that more troops, that a bigger role is needed in the future?
Well, this is a tightrope. I mean, I think people are very aware how dangerous this is. What one doesn't want to do is further alienate or provoke Putin, which of course is the risk in doing something. But equally, we have to be clear that the policy that has been followed since the middle of last year, which has been to essentially hope that Putin is going to be satisfied with the territory that he's taken, hasn't worked. So I think it is genuinely very, very difficult. But the most important thing we should do, which we haven't done yet, is immediately provide economic support much more generously and much more rapidly for the Ukrainian government, which is going through a huge financial crisis.
The Sun today has what it says is an exclusive. They claim that George Osborne, the Chancellor, is urging the Prime Minister to end our commitment to spending 2% of our national income on defence. What's your view of that?
Our view, the view of the Defence Committee, is that that would be a big mistake, because that commitment came out of a NATO summit that was really directed against what's happening in Ukraine. It really happened in the context of demonstrating to Putin that the whole of NATO, that's not just Britain, the United States, but all the other NATO members, were committed to spending 2% of GDP on defence. Putin's an opportunist. He's looking for signs of weakness. He's testing the alliance. So it's very important symbolically that we hold to that 2% commitment.
And are you confident that you've got the Chancellor on board in that view?
I'm very much hopeful. The government, which currently is committed to spring 2016, very hopeful that they will make a commitment in the manifesto and that other parties will too. This isn't just about a particular political party. This is about the credibility of Britain, our relationship with the whole of NATO, and in fact, the order in Europe.
Rory Stewart, thanks for talking to us.